Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world. The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day. TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today, we're meeting someone very special. Sama Al-Bakri is the youngest female Saudi to win a local Saudi tennis championship. When she was 7 years old, despite being the only girl amongst 24 boys, she won the seven-year-old category against 11 clubs. She competed international championships in Bahrain under 10 years category and as well reached the semifinals. She participated in many key sports events in Saudi Arabia, including the Saudi Games 2024, where she was the youngest participant to be part of it. She played with Novak Djokovic in the last visit he had in the kingdom and gave him a backhand that he did not return. She also met Rafael Nadal during his visit right before he announced the Rafa Academy. Ish Akbar challenge you faced when you have a young talent? Again, in a sport that's very, very niche and very, very who you know. So Ish Akbar challenge you faced, you think, with her?
My challenge is basically how can I, I have to understand myself and ما أأثر على هذا التالنت. لأنه if I take my raw emotions and take it how it goes from me, okay, I will definitely ruin التالنت والpotential. ليش؟ لأن I want this kid to be number one, to win every game, and also to go every practice I push her to go. However, the right way of doing this is totally different.
Yeah, because it's not you're not pushing yourself, you're someone else.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is what you have to understand. فأنا, I had to reprogram my emotions and reprogram everything that goes through me. لأنه I have to be, once I'm يعني حنفجر, I pull back and probably chew a gum ولا go somewhere ولا act like I did not have this emotional breakdown. And this was, for me, challenging. And also to make her believe that you are special and you will be one day the person that will probably reach more than anybody's expectation. لأن I believed in you in the beginning and you will be there in the end for me. لأنه once we have the Saudi championship, وكانت هي الوحيدة من ضمن 24 ولد.
ما شاء الله.
I was the only one that believed in this talent. وكنت الباكبون وكنت السبورت. وكنت ما أرضى حد يكلمها. ليش؟ لأن it was like they call it the boys industry. Nobody's touching the racket إلا الboys. فلما قلت no, open up ولتس play ولتس have, you know, a start.
And you broke the mentality. Bravo.
I did. I opened up for Sama's age and also for people that want their daughters to play. لأنه it was a taboo in the beginning. وكل البنات اللي كبار قالوا حنا كنا في private clubs, كنا نلعب بعيد, لعبنا برا السعودية, ما كنا هنا. فأم like, I'm raising a champion for you guys. we need to have it in Saudi right now.
Yeah.
And I will prove it to all the people in Saudi that we have champions.
Be
and
talent.
We have people. Exactly. Subhanallah, يعني part of the plan. Again, it's a God plan. إنه تدخل مع الأولاد تفوز عليهم. She was the first 7 years old female اللي فازت في الميكس mixed championship.
ما شاء الله. Seven years old.
It's behind us. لما شالته, it's almost half of her. It's too big that أنا had to help her to carry it up. لأن nobody even expected to have a بنت على البوديوم that would be a champion for tennis.
ما شاء الله.
After that, إحنا الله أكرمنا ورحنا على Saudi Games. قابلنا سمو الأميرة دليل بنت نهار right then and there she announced it that this kid will be the youngest participant في Saudi Games.
This year, inshallah.
It was last year, 2020.
But are you competing this year, inshallah, كمان؟
احنا حندخل السنة هذه بإذن الله وبإذن الله يعني يعني we will have an opportunity also to compete في التنس
إن شاء الله.
هم ماخذينها طبعاً as the future of the tennis. إحنا we say we want more of Samas. And I want Sama and غير Sama تلعب لأنه we want to create teams and we want to create a generation that we all are proud of as a Saudis.
Absolutely.
إنه والله هذه راحت مثلاً ويمبلدن وهذه she won the U.S. Open and we meet in summers in southern France to play مثلاً ولا في أستراليا ولا and it will be something that not a taboo.
How has the sport changed you've seen in the last, you know, okay, maybe in Saba's case because it's only been mashallah a few years, but personally, in my case, I've seen a big change with Saudi when it comes to sport and a big interest and a big shift in mentality. But I know you, كرأيك, as a father for a rising talent, how have you seen Saudi and what are your thoughts about the future for sports in Saudi?
We are so lucky to be part of a leadership اللي عندنا. الملك سلمان وولي عهده محمد بن سلمان ووزير الرياضة our beautiful prince عبد العزيز بن تركي رئيسة الاتحاد everybody of these people they helped سما وغير سما to start and push سقف الطموحات إلى something that probably will be كان حلم ويعني وكثير من العالم اللي نجلس معهم and they just say this we are living something different and we are so lucky to be part of this before 3 years or 2 years Sama's age they are not allowed to play and the only age it was 10 above for girls طيب if we have younger you cannot play لأنه في rules or regulations still did not go طبعا I had to talk to the people I have to raise the concern the right people catch the idea and they came up with this mix and they also came to me is like we feel sorry لأنه it's boys and girls and due to lack of girls لكن تتعلم
and you get a chance to play with a different like level يحسنها But not exactly. Everybody has the courage to do that. So bravo for her, for Sama having the courage to play against boys.
Yes, but هي اللي pushed the limit up وخذت الكاس فالمستوى عالي. إحنا ما حنمزح مع
Sama. What's your favorite trophy? إيش أكثر trophy you love اللي فزتي so far? Can you show it to me?
أجيب لك.
For those of you who are listening and not watching, Sama got up. She went to the back and she's picking up the biggest trophy, I think. No, she got two trophies. Sama, can you tell me ايش التروفيز هذيلا?
فهذا التروفي هو حق الكأس حق السعودي حق حقيقة المركز الأول، وهذا الثاني this is the famous one اللي هي أول واحد which made me continue and believe.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
إنه سما she will continue this journey لأنه will picture went viral. I'll send it to you after. يعني she was the cutest with the تنورة ولابس the whole thing. So everybody fell in love with this person who's carrying the trophy. وكان التروفي جدا يعني cute في بالنسبة لها. فلما رحنا التورنمنت هذه كانت يعني جدا انترستينج لان انا رحت just to have fun وهذا اللي قلت له انا we'll go there to enjoy whatever happen انا كنت اصلا ما اعرف there is a runner up ولا مش runner up ولا كذا احنا we'll go enjoy وكان في اطفال وسام يعني managed to win وانا ما اعرف والله what's happening احنا صفينا ماسك الايفون على اساس حصور whatever يعني they, I'm sure they give her medalia ولا and the guy announced her name that she was a winner وأنا طبعا يعني in disbelief بس طبعا I acted like this is
Sama continue يعني, to pick up all of her trophies now so they're on the table for those of you are listening and not watching يحق لك حبيبتي bring them all I'm so proud of you
وعندنا اثنين غيرهم من أرامكو also لأن كان the only one that we can compete during that time it was inside the Aramco territories كانت هي they organized it في اتحاد التنس اللي في Aramco وبعدين عاد فتحوها في الاتحاد السعودي mixed 7 years and all وبعدها she participated كانت أول واحدة عطوها ميدالية ذهبية لأنه كانت هي الأولى على الجروب والثانية اللي هي كان فيها تصفيات وتوصل إلى الأدوار النهائية لأنه في كأس this time فالحمد لله أيوة لا this is her babies يعني حنا
for anyone who has someone who is talented زي ما شاء الله سما what's the best advice you can give them
أنا I want to highlight you have to take the time with your kids to understand their talents لأنه talent يجيك in a different spectrum في people طليقين في الحوار they are extremely outgoing في people they are amazing on sports and they will just surprise you على الفيلد في people رسامة مبدعة شيء فظيع في people مخرجين and these talents once you can identify حتى لو partial والله this guy can do something والله this boy can speak something. ولا I saw him on the field he play. If you spend the time, you will understand your kid more than anybody. لأن he's the only one that will tell إنه this is the right one, right talent اللي أنا I can progress in it. غيره يمكن يقول لك مدرس في المدرسة. وغالبا المدرسين الحين nowadays they are مشوشين يعني back in the days we had good teachers اللي هو he will tell you لا هذا لأنه حين too many things that happening around him الواتساب والتيمز والمش عارف مين فالفوكس is not there anymore لكن once you have highlight these talents. It's your job to take it to the next level. And you take your kid as it is. You don't change your kid. I have two. What two? كلهم مختلفين. I tried to implement what I did على الأولى على الثانية.
It's difficult.
They schooled me.
Yeah.
I lost. لأنه هذه she is something وهذه she is something. And interesting in that you think in that will work. It does not. سبحان الله. This is from God. Allah اللي أعطى these things to our kids على أساس يعطي كل واحد different flavor. Otherwise it will be a copy carbon. You will be bored. لكن this kid is different than this kid. وكل واحد is talented. كل واحد له هواية وله اطلاع معين. So you have to respect that. And you have to take it to the right people or the right thing and nurture. Once we have the right nurture, then you will see, you will be amazed of what these kids can show you, what they give you.
You need to be able to find the talent and then تحتوي talent and to grow the talent. So I think it's very difficult for parents sometimes to be able to do that. It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard.
It's hard.
I commend you for it.
It is very
hard thing. And like you said, yeah. Everyone is very different and very unique. But I guess you're both very lucky to have each other because it's, you know, she wouldn't be able to reach her dreams without that. And you wouldn't be able to also live through her if she wasn't very special. Sama, I want to know, what are you excited about this year? Is there any specific competition you're excited about this year? شيء متحمسة له this year. لا بس تنس. You just want to play.
بس التنس هو اللي في شاغل مخنا. هي تسأل when are we going to the court.
Well,
and she goes to train every day.
You're such an inspiration to me and many others who will hear your story. You're only 7 years old. يعني إن شاء الله العمر كله. And as well as you as a father, it's an incredible attestment to a father's love. I hope بإذن الله in 10 years when you are 17 or 18, I think that's the age you can join Wimbledon. I can turn on the TV and say, I interviewed her and I met her and her dad when she was 7 or 8 years old. So bravo for both of you. Please keep going, keep fighting. The next time we meet, inshallah, Sama, I want a bigger trophy. أطول.
Absolutely.
أكبر. Inshallah. And maybe we can meet in the Saudi Games this year if we both
inshallah.
Compete.
Inshallah. بإذن الله. بإذن
Thank
الله.
You both for your time.
Very delighted to meet such a person like yourself. I mean, يعني إحنا drop في البحر اللي أنت حققتيه.
Well, you don't understand how much your story meant a lot to me.
Amazing. فبالعكس, to meet you is an honor. Thank you so much.
The honor was mine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrag, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.